on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The legal head of the South African Police Service says a discussion with the president does not create government policy. Petronella van Rooyen has concluded her testimony before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. She's the head of governance, legislation and policy at SAPS Legal Services. Her remarks came after evidence from National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola. He testified that Police Minister Senzo Mchunu told him President Cyril Ramaphosa had no objections to disbanding the KZN Political Killings Task Team last December. Van Rooyen says Mchunu's instruction to dissolve the unit was unlawful and fell outside his constitutional mandate.
Government's policy does not only relate to the decision or view of a president and a minister, and this is even more pertinent in view of our current government of national unity. So it cannot be proposed that even if it was discussed with the president, it has now become government's policy or government's intention to dissolve the PKTT.
Van Rooyen testified yesterday that ministers are responsible for national policing policy while commissioners deal with operations on the ground. The inquiry is probing allegations of corruption and political interference in the criminal justice system. An investigation is underway after at least 20 people were hurt in a crash in Durban. Two minibus taxis and a car collided late last night near Brickfield off-ramp on the Berea. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson.
Multiple casualties were found on scene and immediately more ambulances as well as advanced life support paramedics were dispatched to assist. A total of 20 patients from all three vehicles that sustained various injuries were stabilized on the scene before being transported to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, Metro Police were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Electricity Minister Kgosinso Ramakgopa says government's working on measures to ease the cost of electricity. He's acknowledged prices have surged in recent years and highlighted a 937% increase over the past 17 years. Ramakgopa briefed the media yesterday on interventions aimed at ending load reduction, which affects over 8 million people.
It's eroding the disposable income of many households. It's not just affecting the poor, of course, it's affecting the poor disproportionately, but the middle class, even the high income, and us are finding it exceptionally difficult to afford the cost of electricity. And of course, it manifests itself in the South African economy, making our goods not competitive on the market. So we are doing everything to resolve that.
Ministers promised a total wipeout of load reduction in the next 6 to 12 months. And former FBI Director James Comey has been charged by a federal jury with making a false statement and obstruction in a criminal case. This indictment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump instructed the Attorney General to move fast to prosecute Comey and other officials he considers political foes. The Justice Department says Comey's been charged in connection with a probe he conducted into whether Russia interfered in the 2016 election that Trump won. He was later fired by the president. Comey faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. He says he's innocent.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. I'm not afraid.
Durban 23 degrees today, Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.